Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe should draw the attention of every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, to realize what's happening in our nation. I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen, if we lose our First Amendment, the liberties that we have and the freedoms that we have, the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion, if we lose our Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, ladies and gentlemen, we have lost America. It is on our Bill of Rights that we find the firm foundation that we see for the United States of America. Psalms 11:3 clearly states, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So I am concerned as to where we're going. And as I view the future, as I look at what God has done in the past, as I look at the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, as it projects the future, I've read the last chapter. I've read the last book in the Bible. I know where we're going. I know basically what God is doing, based on the authority of His Word. It shouldn't take us by surprise to understand the totalitarian mindset and the push to absolutely control the hearts and the minds of the people around the globe. It is the global reset. It is the transference of wealth on a global basis. It is the shroud. COVID-19 is the shield, the shroud that's being used to force submission and to bring about total control on a nation-by-nation basis around the globe. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be faced with forced incarceration and COVID for all COVID positive citizens. Read you a couple of articles about that. And we're finding that more and more people, the politically correct agenda today, those in big tech, those in the media, they're saying the government has the right to force you. Let me go back and touch on that. Americans Against COVID-19 now say the government has the right. Notice, Americans Against COVID-19 now say the government has the right to force people to obey. The new statement from Jim Cramer is government has the right to force you to obey and has exercised it, especially under the control. He claimed that the military has to be used to give shots to everyone. These folks are advocating taking the military, ladies and gentlemen, and going door to door and literally forcing you, if you've not been vaccinated, if you don't have vaccination evidence, forcing you to be vaccinated. He says, and I quote, we have immune compromised people who are incubators for the variant to come walking around lawfully unvaccinated. That's psychotic. We have companies that have tried hard to get people vaccinated. Now they're backing down. We have governors who want to be president by grandstanding on a foolish state's rights issues, the right to get sick, to get other people sick. It's time to admit that we have to go to war against COVID, required vaccinations, and require vaccinations universally. Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you'd better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court, according to this particular commentator, ladies and gentlemen. And the White House, Joe Biden, in a very bleak statement, In fact, I've never heard a president make a statement like this before, and I'm still less than 100 years old. White House to the unvaccinated. You're looking at a winter of severe illness and death. The White House COVID-19 response coordinator predicts a winter of severe illness and death to Americans who decide not to take the vaccination, which causes the disease, the CCP virus, which causes the disease, COVID-19. Quote, for the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death. During a White House COVID-19 update Friday, for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals, you may soon be overwhelmed. The grim message from the White House comes a day after a panel of advisors to the Center for Disease and Control and Prevention unanimously voted to recommend the agency to tell the public that the Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines are preferred to the jab from Johnson & Johnson. Any vaccination is better than no vaccination, the CDC director said of the J&J jab after endorsing the panel's recommendation. But where Biden sits at his Oval Office desk and basically gives the grim prediction that if you're not vaccinated, you're going to have a dark winter and you're going to die. Ladies and gentlemen, I find that absolutely noisome. That would be the statement coming from the White House. That if you don't get the vaccination, you're going to have a dark winter and you're going to die. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you so much for calling.
Dark winter. Yeah, now, as long as I got Jesus Christ in my life, it can't get dark, right?
Amen.
The other thing that's going through my mind, if you come to my door and you take me away, I've already been civilly disobedient. I haven't worn a mask. I haven't been vaccinated. But you come and take me away, you're going to start wasting a lot of resources on me because my very first opportunity, I will escape, and I will continue to escape. I will make that my only goal is to make them spend a lot of money tracking me down. I ain't going to fight them, but I'm not going to walk easily.
Jim, let me ask you a question. I'm in agreement with what you're saying. You sound like a man after my own heart. Let me ask you a question for the benefit of our listening audience. There are a lot of people that disagree with the two of us on that position. Many folks today, from a gentle, congenial, loving Christian heart, will say that that's the wrong approach, that's civil disobedience, and the Christians ought not to do that. Christians ought to simply, if the government says it, the Christians ought to obey it and do it and carry it out, be obedient, be submissive. How do you respond to that? What are your thoughts in relationship to that benevolent response that is so, how would you say, indelibly linked to Christianity, and it has been for centuries now?
Well, Jesus often taught and preached in areas where he was not wanted. Many times the crowds tried to forcefully grab him to commit harm on him, and he passed through them. Now, if Jesus can pass through these crowd of haters, I'm just going to do the same thing. I might not have that supernatural power to pass through them, but I'm going to do my best. And as long as God and Jesus are looking out for me, it doesn't matter what happens in the end.
Jim, I believe it's Jim. You're exactly right.
Yes, sir.
Because what we see taking place in America today, and multitudes of Christians globally have this feeling, most Christians and non-Christians, i.e. totalitarian regimes, Marxist regimes, communist regimes, they know better. But in America, it seems that we're still a little ignorant on the subject of civil disobedience. We have the right to say no. If the government introduces rules, regulations, or laws that are antithetical to the safety and the well-being of Christians, if it's antithetical to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, we have the right, the responsibility to say no. And yet somehow, some way, we have that misunderstanding with Christians because they say, after all, the Scripture says we ought to obey the government. But one of the things that I need for our listeners to understand, God created civil government as God's slave, as God's servant, to punish the evil and to protect the good. and yet we find it being reversed in society today. So, Jim, you're exactly right. I believe that we need to take a stand. I believe in 2022, we're going to see the days that I believe are rapidly approaching when Christians are going to have to basically draw a line in the sand and say, no further. I'm going to take a stand for God. I'm going to take a stand for the Word of God, take a stand for godliness. I'm going to be obedient to the Word of God, but I'm not going to bow and I'm not going to bend. And I believe we have solid foundation in the Word of God to do so. And I am thankful for those that are taking a stand because we're watching the foundations crumble in our great nation today. Jim, thank you so much for your call. And keep looking up. It is my prayer that for the Christians in 2022, that we will open our eyes and see the truth, that we'll take a stand for the truth, that we'll take a stand and not bend and not bow to the totalitarian mindset of the socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic rule that's taking place in America today. Thank you so much, and keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says America's largest bank bans unvaccinated workers from the office. What do you do, ladies and gentlemen, if you cannot go to work and draw a paycheck because you have refused the vaccination, and now they're not letting you even get into the office building where you work? So the second thing, ladies and gentlemen, not only I believe Americans will be face the forced incarceration for COVID-positive citizens, but also believe, ladies and gentlemen, that forced vaccinations will be put on the fast track in 2022. Forced vaccinations on the fast track. Because what we see taking place today across America, if you're not vaccinated, you can't shop, you cannot go into restaurants and grocery stores and professional buildings, you can't even go to your own work. I mentioned a little earlier in this broadcast that in New York City, right now, as I speak, they're using law enforcement, the police officers for New York City, to go into businesses and ask for the proof of your vaccination. Go into restaurants, and if you're not vaccinated, order you out of the restaurant. We're watching the Gestapo approach, the brown shirt, Hitler brown shirt approach that says papers, please, where you've got to have the identification. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not doing this broadcast to frighten you. I'm not doing this broadcast to be a blank negative over all that's being done and said in America, but I am saying that we need to be warned of things to come in the very near future. And it is my opinion, it is my position, it is my belief that much of this that's taking place today is going to be put on the fast track for 2022, and that we'll see forced vaccinations. And if you're not vaccinated, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be forced to be vaccinated. You'll be put into COVID concentration camps where the brainwashing will take place, and you will then be forced to be vaccinated against your will. Against your will. Yes, I'm saying that I believe this will take place in America in the year that is before us. I believe we have Jose on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
I mean, it's sad to see how the people, the masses, worldwide, are so brainwashed. I mean, don't they see that in the states and the countries where they got the almost completely controlled, the people have been vaccinated, the cases have increased? But in the places where, like Florida, where there's freedom in Texas, the cases has gone down. I mean, this is insane. And I wonder if I blame the media, you know what I mean? Because there's no other topic in the media with this fake administration in the White House. Everything is now Chinese virus, and the new wave, whatever is coming from Africa. But that's not the case. They are fear-mongering. And I'm sure they're using the same tactics they used on 2020 to get rid of Trump by fraud. I'm pretty sure that's what's going on. They know that they are down in the tank. They know the polls are really, really low, and they're going to repeat the same thing that they did in the previous election. I'm not surprised, to be honest. But I mean, my question is, what would it take for the American people to wake up and see that the state that had more control, the Democrat state, the cases had increased, but the ones that are more freedom, they're not are just top, like you mentioned, the cases have gone down. I mean, this is common sense, brother. What you
Jose, what is taking place? What has taken place in America as well as on a global basis? We've been brainwashed as Americans. I'm looking at an article now that says Big Pharma paying big dollars to big journalism to actively hide the truth. We're being lied to. We're being deceived by our own government, by the American Medical Association, doctors and nurses lying to the patients because, listen, I've got the documentation. Doctors and nurses in hospitals get upcharges. They get increase in pay. They get in. They get financial incentives if they can put you in the hospital and call it COVID. If they can tell you to take the vaccination, their increased pay. In fact, with physicians, if they encourage you to get the vaccination, if they can get you to be tested and positive tested, they get a 4% increase on what they would normally get in their pay from Medicare and Medicaid in particular, and from most insurance companies. It's a dollars and cents that is destroying our nation.
I'm pretty sure of that, brother. I got one of my family members, remember that he works at the Mayo Clinic for over 20 years. Close to 8,000 employees in all the campuses at the Mayo Clinic are quitting, including doctors and nurses, because they don't want to take that third shot that they're talking about. So what does that tell us? If the doctors from the Mayo Clinic and the nurses, they prefer to quit, there's something fishy here. And it's sad, but the media is in bed with all these pharmaceutical companies, and they are brainwashing the people not to use common sense. If a doctor from the Mayo Clinic, multiple doctors are quitting, what does it tell us, brother? I mean, it's crazy. We
exactly
have to pray,
right,
we are in the
what
last
I have said, yes? So many of the doctors and the nurses that know the truth, that understand what is taking place, they're refusing the jab because they know that it is potentially lethal, and at the very least will be harming them medically, physically, for the rest of their lives. And yet we have those today that pridefully go around wearing the mask, pridefully go around saying, I've got my vaccination, and we're watching a two-tiered societal system where those that have been vaccinated and those that have not been vaccinated, those that are not vaccinated are literally shut out of society, but we're watching that change because it is my opinion, my humble belief that in 2022, we're going to watch that tectonic change where they will force people to be vaccinated, and there will come a time, I believe, where Christians will have to take a stand and say, no, I will not. Whatever you want to do, do it, but I'll not be forced into the mold of what the government is setting. But, Jose, the answer to that is, the answer for Christians that may be listening today and say, well, what should I do? We need to look up. We need to understand that we're in the last of the last days. We're in the perilous times. And as such, we need to be alert and active and watching and waiting and working and reaching others with the gospel while we yet can.
And to make things worse, brother, and this is my last comment, this crooked White House is protecting the manufacturers. So if you get a side effect, you get a heart attack, you get migraines, you know what I mean, or something, side effects, or you cannot sue the manufacturer. Wait a minute, but you forced me to take it. You never forced me to take it. I'll be fine. But now I got problems with my heart, with my blood pressure, with my cholesterol. Wait a minute after that. So you can see all along, but it's sad to say, brother, there's so many people that is being so brainwashed that they don't look this as a health issue. They're looking at, oh, these are the conservatives. These are the, I mean, this is not a conservative or liberal. This is American citizens living in this nation that they are being manipulated and controlled by these manufacturers. It's sad, brother. We have to pray. God bless you, brother. Thank you for your
Thank you so much for your insight and for your point. You hit the target right on, spot on. I believe we have Danny on the line. Danny, go with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. A couple comments I'd like to make, and the first one would be the most important one. If we are true Christians, then we get the truth of what to do and how to live out of Scripture.
Yes.
And where God says it is His choice to the time and to the place and to the cause of our death. When He chooses when, where, and how to take us to Him. Okay. Are we to walk out our door in fear of death? And that's what's happened in America. We have taken the joy of life and exchanged it for the fear of death. Should we walk around and be yelling, unclean, 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 because we're not vaccinated? Is that what our future has before us?
Danny, I've said just in kind of a pun fashion, I've been toying with the fact to put on a big gas mask, a big yellow bioweapon outfit, and go into a store and put my hand out and say, unclean, 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 and see how many folks clean the room out and clear the room. You're exactly right. There's a mindset today that we need to just simply bow and bend, but our faith needs to be in God and God alone, not in government. We ought to trust in God and not in government. But government's wanting us to place our total trust and faith in them. Government is insisting today that even as Christians and conservatives, that we bow to their demand and wishes. I'm looking at an article here, Danny, that says Philadelphia rolls out COVID-19 vaccination requirements for all indoor dining establishments. It's not happening just in New York. It's happening in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan. It's taking place in Washington State, Oregon, California. It's taking place across America today, just as we find in Austria, Australia, in Italy and Germany, et cetera, where there's the mindset that we totally control and dominate the people. Danny, the greater question should be asked, and I know that doesn't take you by surprise, and that greater question is not just the fact that the government now is using COVID as the shield, the excuse, but the greater picture is, the greater question is, are we willing to surrender our constitutional republic? Are we willing to surrender that to the hands of the globalists and those that are in the White House today? That's the cognitively depleted individual named Joe Biden that's being manipulated. He is the puppet, the puppeteer being others that's behind the scenes running the government and not Biden. Mm-hmm. What is your position? What do you see? Do you see this coming to fruition in 2022? Do you think it's going to get better or worse in the year that's before us?
Okay, here's what I know for a fact. In the beginning, when the New World Order was starting to encroach and create this new reset that we see coming about, they used to go with the theory, two steps forward, caught, one step back. Now, they do not fear being caught because of the control of the entire world media domination that they have. There's a commercial that goes out, "What Does Science Say?" where the gentleman is speaking about the lie being true science. And he's promoting the what we know as the truth as propaganda and false, information. And at the end, he says, "And science says, so I'm going to go out and devour my lunch," as though he just spoke the truth. Well, you know how it started? It started as produced by Pfizer. It's a Pfizer commercial being promoted on national TV as their science is true, our truth is lies.
Mm-hmm.
So the new world system does not fear us knowing the truth because they've got the stage set where they can take and distort it, our truths to be our lies and their lies to be their truths. And that's what's coming in 22, but in 10 or 100 fold with more power and more destructive capabilities.
Yes, Danny,
how we should live.
You're
we
exactly
live
right.
How we were born. We live yes. how we were born. We're born free.
Danny, you're exactly right. And here's what I see, and here's my position and my opinion. And it may not be worth 2 cents to others, but that's my opinion and my position. I believe that we're watching. See, here's they wanted everybody to be vaccinated. They thought at first that if you just make it sound scary enough and deadly enough, that everybody would be frightened to death and run out and get vaccinated. They find that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So as a result of that now, they're having to go the long haul of forcing the vaccination because there is a goal, there's a motive behind wanting everybody to be vaccinated. Keep in mind, for example, the state of Vermont, some 88% of the populace has been vaccinated, probably closer to 91% now. And yet 79% of those going to the hospital with COVID have already been vaccinated. A ship that is off the coast now, a scenic touring ship, I don't remember which one, the name of it, but 100%, I believe. No, they said, 100% of the passengers were all vaccinated, and yet they've been stalled now because they have a mass outbreak of COVID-19 on the ship. So what is taking place? The truth has come forth that the vaccination is a lie, And so more and more people are saying, I'm not going to take the jab. I'm not going to take the vaccination. So they're having to come up with forced remedies to force everyone to be vaccinated. And then the question begs to be asked, demands to be answered. Why are they wanting to force everyone to be vaccinated? What is the end goal? What is the end game, in your opinion, Danny?
Well, to use the word, they're using their ultimate power. You're saying it's force. To them, it is the only way to complete their goal.
Mm-hmm.
Their goal is to put something in the human body that will cut life. They cannot do a worldwide depopulation instantly, but they can do it gradually. And I believe that these shots contain a substance that they have engineered that cuts our lifespan short and affects the elderly first, because we're the ones on Social Security. We're the ones supposedly draining and killing Social Security when they have literally robbed the Social Security coffer. So what is happening is it's all satanic. It's all by design, and it's all in Scripture. You'll see it in Revelation throughout.
Yes.
We are in that time frame, Dr.
We're in that time frame. And Danny,
we must resist. We must resist.
And Danny, I believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon. I believe the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, where we'll be suddenly seized, snatched out. So I believe we need to live alert and not alarmed. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we should live by faith and not fear of what the government can do. Danny, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your input. Keep looking
God
up.
Bless,
our
sir.
Redemption draweth nigh. God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to live ready, not relying on the government. I believe we should be witnessing and not just waiting. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, need to look up and lift up our heads, realizing that our redemption truly is near. Ladies and gentlemen, the Scripture says in Revelation, the 13th chapter, that there's coming a day that you won't be able to buy, sell, you won't be able to leave your home, you won't be able to open your business, you won't be able to have a car, you won't be able to travel, you won't be allowed to have medical treatment, et cetera, infinitum, et cetera, unless you have the mark. We're rapidly approaching what the Revelation 13 talks about, the mark that is to be with everyone if you're going to be able to buy, sell, or trade, or move in society after the rapture of the church takes place. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.